Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your daily rate update, where we try to figure out what's going on with housing, what's going on with the markets, what in the world's going on with the Fed. So that's our topic today, what the Federal Reserve's doing and why they're doing what they're doing. The why part is getting a little more tricky. So let's get over to the main news that we have out today. So what we're seeing in the main news right now is today's top stories. Hunter Biden pleads guilty. Rescuers are racing the clock for a manned submarine that was lost. That's terrible. With festivals and reflections, America marks Juneteenth. Awesome. Biden announces funding to combat climate change. We're in a huge deficit already. Why not just keep spending more and more and more money by the bazillions? Okay, whatever. Tropical storm Brett expected to intensify as hurricane centers put something. And at least 16 shot after Milwaukee Juneteenth celebrations. This is our top news, folks. Do you see where I'm like, all it is doom and gloom. So I'm trying to give you at least context in today's world with some at least substance that you guys can bank on. So let's get over to the real news. What we're seeing in the real news right now with when it comes to economics is some surprising things that just came out. Yesterday when we weren't open, home builder sentiment came in and it was positive for the first time in a long time. It was an uptick. First time in over a year. We went from a building sentiment of 50 to 55. The expectations would go to 50 to 51. It jumped all the way to 55. Now here's the interesting thing. This just came out today. Housing starts. Remember, I keep saying we need more and more houses to hit the market. We don't need too many because that will, you know, bring down prices, but we need a lot and enough. So you guys, if you're out there looking for a house, you at least have some inventory because people that own houses right now and have lived in there, they're not putting those houses back on the market. And it's getting really scary. So what we want to look at is housing starts. What's going on? Well, the last time we had this reading, it came in at 1.4 million houses were being built. The expectations this time were basically to stay steady right around there at 1.39, 1.4. It came in at 1.63. And builders' confidence just spiked. So what's going on? Well, one thing is people are getting more used to, hate to say it this way, more used to higher rates. And they're seeing that home prices aren't crashing. So they've been sitting on the sideline for 2 years waiting for all this to happen. And they're still sitting there and sitting there and sitting there waiting. When is this going to happen so I can jump in the market? Well, it's not happening yet, folks. We don't think it's going to happen. And so if you've been out there, this is only good news for you guys. There's more and more houses coming to the market. You can see that also in the charts. So why I bring up the charts is, remember everybody keeps saying, well, the housing market's going to crash and it's going to be worse than last time. Well, here's what happened last time. This is basically the implosion of the housing market in 2008. Look at this drop. We went from here all the way down to here. Okay, so everybody says it's going to be worse than that. Well, we're here and went to here. Now we spike back up almost midway to that. So is it over? Was that the crash? Only time's going to tell. So the next piece of this puzzle is let's get over to here's the confusing part. Federal Reserve came out last week or the week before, and then they paused interest rates. And they said, we're going to let this data, you know, settle. We're going to monitor. And everybody kept reading into the tea leaves saying they're going to raise rates two more times. Well, they never really said that specifically, but they might have interviewed a lot of these Fed officials, because did they pause just to appease the markets this time? Well, let's get over to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. This is just within days of the Federal Reserve coming out and saying, okay, we're going to pause rates right now. So what are the markets telling us? So for that, we go to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Why? Well, they have a Fed Watch tool, and it's right here. What is the likelihood that the Federal Reserve will change the federal target rate at the upcoming FOMC meeting? Okay, the meeting is coming out in July 6th. So here's what we're seeing. Here's the probabilities. What are we seeing now? It basically, this wasn't even on the charts, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, these areas here, but they are now. Now what the chart is saying is there's over a 70% probability that the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates in July. So what do I expect of all this? Folks, I don't know. I think here's what's going to happen. The data is going to continue to come in better and better and better, showing inflation does have a cap on it and it has been driving down fast. Think of it. Last June, we were at 9%. Right now, we're at 4%. So we're quite a ways from where we started all this. So without further ado, what is the news today? How's it affecting where bond markets going right now? well, to do this, we go over to this. And what way I want to focus in on right now, this is what you see on my screen all day. If you walked into my office, this is one of my screens. Why do I watch this? Well, I'm a mortgage advisor, so I want to figure out what's going on with rates and specifically the why behind it. So we don't look at the 10-year treasury because we did that when we were in our early stages of being in the mortgage industry. But as we mature in this industry, we move over to the mortgage-backed securities market because it's the bond that trades on Wall Street that controls mortgage rates, basically. So why watch the 10-year treasury when we have the MBS market? So what you're seeing right here on your screen is the MBS price right now is 98.7. If you squint, you can see it's up 17 ticks. All you need to know is this behind this. If this number, what you're seeing on the screen, the price of the mortgage-backed security bond, if the price is going up, that means rates or yields are going down. There's a flip-flop, an inverse relationship. Now, the bigger the move here in the number, well, that means the bigger the adjustment in the rates. So we're seeing MBS prices up 17 ticks right now. That might, you know, bring rates down by 0.03 maybe. But let's get over to see where we ended the day last Friday. That's the last trading day that we had. So here's where mortgage rates were at the end of last Friday. I pulled these up. These are from Mortgage News Daily. So if you want to see these rates on a daily basis, you can check out. There's a link down below. So what actually Mortgage News Daily does is they survey lenders all over the country and they say this. If you had a borrower looking to buy their first house, is going to be their primary home and a single family home. Those three things. And they have a 740 credit score and they're putting down 20%. That would be where the rates are. Okay, so you might say, Dan, you quoted me a rate last week and the rate's a little bit higher than that. Well, was that your criteria? Are you putting down 20%? Do you have a 740 credit score? So if you did all those, your rate's most likely just like that. If not, your rate's going to vary from that. How do you figure out what you qualify for? How much can you qualify for? What's your rate? What can you do? Well, just visit us at therateupdate.com. We'd love to answer any questions that you have. So if you're out there, you're kicking the tires saying, you know, can I buy a house? Can I afford a house? What would my payments be? What do I need to do? What are these steps? How do I find a realtor? We can answer all these questions for you. How do you do it? Well, there's three simple steps. One is you can give us a call, 844-775-5626. That's one. Or you're like, Dan, I just want to apply. Let you guys help me. Well, then just click the apply now button. It's right over here. Or what you can do is if you're like, and I really have a lot of questions for you guys, I would love to talk to somebody first. Well, we can do that as well. There's a link down below to schedule a one-on-one consultation with me or one of my mortgage advisors to answer any questions that you guys have. So that's it for today, guys. I greatly appreciate you watching. Please, all I ask you to do is give me a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and hit the bell every time I post a video. You get an alert. God bless. Have a fantastic day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.